We're going to discuss the issue of faculty tenure this hour and the recent removal of it from state law by the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8.5 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday, June 4th. So is tenure a valuable concept, or is it overprotective of faculty? Was it a smart move or not for the Joint Finance Committee to remove tenure from state statutes? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are going to hear from a variety of guests, different guests from different perspectives throughout the hour, and we hope that you will add your perspective too. First, this background piece. Proposed changes to the tenure policy for the UW system faculty has many educators worried about the future of state schools, while lawmakers say the changes will give the university better oversight of their employees. The Board of Regents is expected to finalize a policy by the end of this week. Maureen McCollum reports.
Sarah Goldrick-Rad has a lot of frank conversations about college affordability. As UW-Madison professor of educational policy studies and sociology, she talks about who benefits from the high cost of college and how to make tuition more affordable.
It ruffles a lot of feathers, and to be quite honest, it ruffles the feathers of my employer.
Goldrick-Rad says after receiving tenure in 2011, she felt more comfortable knowing she could not be fired because of her ideas.
And it's only because I've had tenure that I have been enabled to feel free to speak on critical issues that help the people of Wisconsin.
The road to tenure is not easy. During a rigorous review, faculty have to prove they're exceptional teachers, publish research, and participate in public service. While most universities have tenure policies, Wisconsin is the only state to have it written into state law. Essentially, tenured faculty can only lose their job during a financial emergency or due to poor performance. But last week, Republican members of the Joint Finance Committee passed a motion that would eliminate tenure from state law, allowing the UW Board of Regents to create their own policy. Committee co-chair Representative John Nygren says it gives the UW system more flexibility.
I would suggest having it in state statutes ties their hands. Now the people that we empower to run our system, the people that we empower to run our individual campuses, are going to have the ability to make those decisions themselves rather than government.
The Board of Regents passed a resolution in March to protect tenure, but it still has people concerned since future regents could change the policy at any time. Others are worried about another proposed change that would allow tenured faculty to be laid off for non-budget reasons. Joe Heim is a UW La Crosse political science professor emeritus who received tenure in the 1970s. He says this could give chancellors and the Board of Regents the power to eliminate programs and faculty because of declining enrollment or market forces.
Maybe a business-oriented chancellor or president might say, well, we really don't need that much philosophy anymore, and they'll make a decision to cut back on the department or conceivably even eliminate it. Most faculty and most people, however, would say that a university wouldn't be a university without a philosophy department.
And that change is too risky for UW-Madison professor Sarah Goldrick-Rad. She says her department is small and could be an easy target.
This massive change to the conditions of my employment overnight, which suggests that we're not only are we not valued, but we're in danger. I don't think that I can put myself, my family, or my employees at that sort of risk. And so, yes, I am looking for a new job.
Goldrick-Rad may not be the only one looking for a job outside of Wisconsin. Noel Radomski directs the Wisconsin Center for the Advancement of Post-Secondary Education at UW-Madison. He says changes to tenure, paired with low salaries and biannual budget cuts, are causing top professors to look elsewhere. Radomski says, ultimately, the system's reputation will suffer.
We have had cuts. Don't get me wrong. The cuts are really bad. But we're talking about the quality of an institution, quite honestly, is based on the quality of your faculty.
Radomski argues that changes to tenure will make it harder to recruit talented faculty. He says other universities will start poaching UW faculty, attracting them with higher salaries, tenure, and stable state support. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.
And we will hear from Noel Radomski a little bit later this hour, talking more about how this change in tenure could result in the poaching of UW faculty by other institutions and faculty leaving for better environments. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about tenure policy at the University of Wisconsin system. The UW Board of Regents is scheduled to discuss its options today following the legislature's Joint Finance Committee voting to remove tenure from state law. We are going to talk with a variety of guests all hour long about this issue and welcome your input and questions too. Our first guest is Chuck Sorensen, a former chancellor at UW-Stout and author of a Wisconsin Policy Research Institute report called Beyond the Ivory Tower, How to Get the UW System More Involved in Ground-Level Economic Development. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Your report calls for a number of changes, but we're focusing mainly on the tenure issue this hour. You wrote that there's no need to dismantle the tenure system, but that it should be expanded to reward faculty for their contributions to the state's business success and economy. How would this work?
That's right. I think I want to make a couple points. I came from the state of Michigan a long time ago. I was there for 15 years at a school called Grand Valley, then went to Minnesota. And in both cases, tenure was not in statute. It was in policy, board policy. And I didn't see any real functional change between tenure in board policy and tenure in law. I was surprised it wasn't law here. So I don't think we're going to see a great change in tenure. It's going to have the same rigor to achieve tenure. I've heard the board commit to protecting tenure. I've heard Ray Cross commit to protecting tenure. And I know the chancellors around the system, they're going to, no matter what happens, they're going to support tenure in the UW system. What we argued in this paper that I authored is that economic development, and that is the focus of the paper, should include, the criteria should include the faculty to be involved in working with businesses and corporations on economic development at the regional level. Right now, it's hit and miss. Even at my school, my former school, where we really focused on that, sometimes it would count toward tenure, sometimes not. So our point was that we should define what the criteria are for tenure, including involvement in the business community or corporate community, and then every 10 years just review tenure and see if that's being done.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're going to see the demise of tenure, quite frankly.
Back to your recommendation, though, we heard in Maureen McCollum's piece, UW La Crosse Professor Joel Heim talking about how this other proposal that would allow laying off a faculty for budget reasons could very well lead to let's lay off the philosophy professor and, you know, keep the economics professor. So is that what we're...
Well, anything could happen. I won't say it wouldn't, but I've been in states where tenure was not in law and it was very revered and protected by the president of the university, by the board of control of Grand Valley. I don't, that's my personal opinion, mm-hmm. And my professional, because I've been involved in higher ed for over 40 years, I don't think we'll see great dramatic change. Having some flexibility, though, to phase out a program, and with that faculty, I don't think is necessarily a horrible thing, because in the day and age of accountability and budget restrictions, chancellors have to manage the enterprise carefully, and I think this would help them do that. The focus of our paper, by the way, the total focus is decentralize the UW system down to the campus level. Give chancellors authority, the real authority they need to run the school as they should. It's more of a charter school concept, more of a Michigan concept. That's the thrust of it. And within that, we talk about the need to look at tenure, the need to look at shared governance. So, but the gestalt of this is not focusing only on tenure.
Right. And would you be able to, Chancellor Sorensen, to stay with us for a few minutes after our newscast?
I'm afraid I can't. can't. We have visitors that arrived, and I have to leave my house after this is over.
All right, we have less than a minute then. What do you want to see the UW Board of Regents do today?
Well, I do. I think they should commit to putting tenure in policy. Our report's more complex than all this because we recommend local boards, as a matter of fact. I'd like to see the board commit to tenure in policy and then work with the governance groups and around the state and the chancellors on defining how that's going to be carried out.
Thank you very much for being with us.
So thank you very much.
Chuck Sorensen, former chancellor at UW-Stout, author of a Wisconsin Policy Research Institute report called Beyond the Ivory Tower, How to Get the UW System More Involved in Ground-Level Economic Development. We're going to hear from other guests, and I hope from you, about this removal of tenure from state law after we check the latest news. The University of Wisconsin Board of Regents is scheduled to discuss its options for dealing with faculty tenure today following a recent vote in the legislature's Joint Finance Committee that removed tenure from state statutes. Do you think the Board of Regents should commit to a tenure system? Should it affirm its commitment to tenure in its meeting today? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Do you think that the removal of tenure will hurt the quality of higher education or not? What will this possible removal of tenure from state law mean for the university system and for faculty? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We will be talking with two other guests during this hour. Coming up, we will talk with a guest who says that this is going to mean that other universities will start poaching UW faculty and that UW faculty will start leaving the university because of this lack of commitment. We will also talk with a guest who was the first to suggest that UW System President Ray Cross resign if he is unable to reduce the proposed cut to the UW system. That's coming up a little bit later this hour. But right now we want to hear from you. Do you think it was a smart move or not for the Joint Finance Committee to remove tenure from state law? Was that a good idea or not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Bob in Edgerton, what do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what, Joy. As far as tenured educators are concerned, very simply, you worked hard for it, you earned it. As far as the politicians are concerned, don't fix what ain't broke because we'll remember.
All right. Thank you, Bob. A listener on Facebook says, faculty needs to grow up and realize this isn't 1920. The monster that is UW cannot be financially sustained. On the other hand, we have James on Facebook who says, we are killing the goose that lays our golden eggs. And for what? So some rich guy can take a couple of $100 off of their tax bill next year? Let's go to Betty in Madison. Hello, Betty.
Hi. Thank you very much for having this issue on this morning. I'm an academic. I'm at University of Wisconsin-Madison. And I think I speak for many faculty when I say that we want very much to retain the quality of the education, excuse me, and the research at University of Wisconsin. I think many people don't realize that the state of Wisconsin only funds about 13% of our budget. Most of it comes from external funds. Some of that is research money that we bring in order to sustain the educational excellence as well as the research. This will drive people away. There's no question about it. It'll drive faculty away, and the quality will go down, and the economic driver that University of Wisconsin is for the state will be damaged.
Thank you, Betty. We the $300 million proposed cut in Governor Walker's budget to the UW system was lowered to some extent by $50 million. Now the cut to the UW system is $250 million. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I should issue my disclaimer once again that I am an employee of the University of Wisconsin Extension. Cuts to the university budget do affect me. And I will also mention that we did invite UW System President Ray Cross to join us to talk about tenure issues and funding issues during this roundup of guests. He was unable to. We also asked UW-Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank to join us, and she was unable to. Our next caller is Chris in Wisconsin Rapids. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Joy. I'm glad to be on. I enjoy listening to this every morning on the way to work. I did want to say that I'm not on board with all of the deep cuts, but I do feel that it would be important for tenure to be modified in some way, and I don't think they should be done away with. But I received a UW system education, and I thought it was great. I won't specify which one I was in because my wife, she received a psychology degree from the UW system, and in her final semester, she had to take a class with a certain professor, and this professor, the department of this school, has had to bypass this person on numerous occasions because when she gets it in her head that somebody shouldn't graduate her program, she will stonewall them and prevent them. She was going to prevent my wife from getting her degree, and there was nothing they could do other than completely circumvent the degree requirements to still allow my wife to graduate. So yeah, I'll just listen off the air.
Yeah, all right. I guess you know, we can't really address that specific situation, but you're saying some tenured professors are deserve to be fired or shouldn't have this protection?
I'm not saying deserve to be fired, but, you know, there's sometimes I feel there are certain situations where they maybe their heads get a little too big or they're just too safe and, you know, they can totally stonewall somebody, you know, just because they believe that person doesn't have what it takes to become a psychologist or a counselor, which is what she was pursuing.
Thank you very much, Chris. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking about what you want the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents to do today at its meeting when it comes to tenure. Joint Finance Committee removed tenure from state statutes. And now many are expecting that the UW Board of Regents will adopt a tenure policy at its meeting today, or at least affirm its commitment to the concept of faculty tenure. We have Carol on Facebook who says, "This is all about silencing the voices of professional educators, just like they did to K-12 public school educators." And we have Patrick on Facebook who says, "Removing tenure from Wisconsin law is being done to allow administrators the right to cut tenured professors without facing legal challenge. In every other state where tenure has been policy forever, tenure is protected by other layers of state law. This is a bad idea for Wisconsin's colleges. And by the way, colleges are not job training centers, no matter what the Republican thinks." All right, thanks very much. We are getting your perspectives and our guests' perspectives on tenure during this hour. We did hear from Chuck Sorensen, who is the former chancellor at UW-Stout, about his belief that tenure does not have to be dismantled and doesn't think it will be dismantled, but was proposing changes to tenure that could be installed. We are now going to hear from another guest. Our next guest is Nola Radomski, and I'm trying to find out where Noel Radomski, here we go, is director of UW-Madison's Wisconsin Center for the Advancement of Post-Secondary Education, or WISCAPE. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry about that. I lost your title.
That's okay.
So what, I don't know, what do you think is going to happen today at the UW Board of Regents meeting?
Well, they'll pass some resolution, which they released late yesterday to the public. Didn't give a lot of time for people to review it, but that's another issue. They'll most likely pass whatever the resolution is. That in and of itself isn't important. It's expected that they'll pass it. But what is important is what you and the callers and the guests have talked about with the decision by the Joint Finance Committee. Because what's critically important, regardless of what is decided today at the Board of Regents meeting, the current, until the legislature makes its final decision, faculty can be either laid off if there's a department has changes. They discontinue a department, they curtail a department, they modify a department. Throw in the fact that we have a $250 million budget cut, as well as the previous biennial budgets. So you add those two together, and what it says is right now universities across the UW system and the UW colleges are in the process of reducing their departments, either eliminating their departments or reducing their departments. So now if what the Joint Finance Committee did becomes law, tied to the fact that universities and colleges across the system are already making changes to their departments, that suggests that there could be some quick changes and immediate impacts to universities, which has a direct impact on right now you have students making choices to either attend or to stay at a university based on the quality of the university, which goes down to the quality of their degree, where they're getting their major.
Yeah, so what's going to happen? What are some of these immediate effects?
I think some of the immediate effects, as some of the callers and the guests have talked about, is one, if this continues down the path, and it's likely to, meaning the legislature will approve it, it's very likely that many universities will recruit our faculty across the UW system. I'm not saying all of them, obviously not, but I think the immediate impact would be universities across the country will come and recruit faculty that they want because they will be able to tell them, you are protected. Just because a degree program or major is going to be changed isn't a trigger for us to lay you off. Whereas if you stay at Madison or Superior or UW-Barron County, it's the opposite. So the point is the immediate impact could be, one, our current faculty across the UW system slowly will be recruited, and then the second immediate impact would be those faculty that are already here on campus. This is, I think this is a fundamental reason why they will either stay or they will actively look or they will actively consider requests from other universities.
So how worried are you that the UW will, because of this, become a second-rate system?
I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned about the regional universities like UW-Stevens Point, UW-La Crosse, very concerned about UW-Milwaukee, UW-Madison, and even the UW colleges because they have excellent faculty. So you know, this is across the board because when you think about a university, it revolves around the quality, the reputation of your campus, your college or university, and that's directly tied to the faculty. So if we do things that adversely impact the faculty, you will adversely impact the institution and ultimately the system.
Yeah. If tenure written into state law is such a good thing, why do we hear Wisconsin is the only state that does this or did this?
Well, we did it because when we had merger in 71, we merged the old state colleges, right, with the University of Wisconsin. At that time, the legislature and the governor decided to put tenure to be protected in state statute. So people say, President Ray Cross says, well, we're the only one, and therefore we should be joining the other 49. I would argue it's the opposite. The legislature and the governor in the past has said by decision, by putting it into state statute, that tenure and shared governance is important. And it's more important than putting it into a policy at UW system that can be changed on the whim of by the majority of a board or region. So the fact that it's in state statute is a good thing, and it should have been. And I don't understand why, in all due respect, President Cross took the position he did.
Yep. So your point being that while this UW Board of Regents may, you know, affirm its commitment to tenure or have a tenure policy that's similar to what you have, the next one may not.
Yes. I mean, it could change on it. You know, we have two more. The governor has nominated two more new regents. It's on the Senate will most likely confirm those individuals. So therefore, there'll be a supermajority of the board will be Governor Walker appointees. That in of itself isn't bad. That's just the way it is. The governor, you know, gets to appoint people. The point is two things. One, what the Joint Finance Committee did significantly reduces the current process, which is extremely complicated in the sense of very rigorous. If you want to get tenure, it's extremely difficult. You've got to be judged by your peers, your department. You have to create a tenure packet. Your department says, you know, evaluates it critically, because if they give you tenure, you're going to be there for a little while.
Yeah, let's take a...
Okay, so, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to take a call who jumped off. I'll go to Pat in Duluth first. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I taught within the university system, and I just wanted to say that I don't believe that the public knows how many hours faculty put in, and I think if you haven't taught, or if your husband or wife isn't a faculty member, you don't realize that. And I just will say that I was a newly minted PhD riding the bus to school, and spoke daily with this elderly couple, and one day they asked me what I did with all my free time, and I sat there just, I had no answer. I was baffled and said, well, I guess I just don't have much free time. And I wanted to say that I worked evenings, I worked weekends, most of my vacations, and through the summer, because I was always prepping or I was always researching. And apart from teaching, faculty also advise students.
Right.
They serve on committees that run the individual institutions where they're teaching, apart from their research and their daily teaching requirements. So I loved what I did. I never thought of my teaching as work because I truly loved it. But I really feel that the public perception is that, you know, faculty are out there, I don't know what they think we're doing.
You're eating bonbons, maybe. Where does this perception come from, Noel?
There's a movement within, not necessarily legislators, but it gets picked up by legislators, that they tie together union and shared governance, decision-making made on campus, to equate it to unions. And we see what's going on, unfortunately, in Wisconsin with Act 10 with teachers, right? And then we saw it with the right to work, and now we see it with prevailing wages. The point is that the focus now, they eliminated the teachers' unions, basically the state employee unions, and then went into the private sector. And now tenure is not lifelong, you know, you're not guaranteed lifelong employment, although some people say that. So it's just part of this philosophical, I would argue, ideological-driven decision-making, as opposed to, as your caller said, to understand the facts. Facts are tenure is critically important. It's extremely difficult to get it. And once you fool around with tenure policy, as the Joint Finance Committee did, that will lead to a degradation of the quality of our campuses, universities, and our students and our faculty will be directly impacted, and they may start looking elsewhere.
Thank you very much for being with us. Noel Radomski, director of UW-Madison's Wisconsin Center for the Advancement of Postsecondary Education. News and then another guest on tenure. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We heard from a guest at the top of this hour who said that not much is going to change in terms of tenure for UW faculty. He says today he suspects the UW Board of Regents will adopt a resolution, a policy that contains tenure for UW faculty. We just heard from a guest who said that the Joint Finance Committee removing tenure from state law was a dangerous thing to do because it's going to lead to the poaching of UW faculty by other universities, and other UW faculty will be looking for other jobs. Because while the Board of Regents may affirm its commitment to tenure today at its meeting, another Board of Regents with other political appointees may change that policy in the future. We are talking about tenure and welcoming your thoughts and your questions and your reactions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We did in this roundup of guests invite UW System President Ray Cross to join us and UW Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank to join us, but neither were able to do so. Our next guest is Richard Grusin, the director of the Center for 21st Century Studies at UW-Milwaukee. He's also a professor of English. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So, we also heard from a UW-Madison professor in a feature piece that we played at the start of this program who says she is looking for a new job due to the likely elimination of tenure, or at least the tenure being removed from state statute. How would you describe the boat you're in?
Question of tenure that's been raised seems to me to be, or the getting rid of tenure seems to be a solution to a problem that doesn't exist, really.
Yeah, well what do you mean that there's not a problem?
Well, I think that it really isn't a reflection of any problem at the university system as much as it's a reflection of a Republican Party will to take control of the university and diminish its academic role and academic power in the service of the power of the state government and the ruling party there.
The Republican lawmakers are saying, no, this is Wisconsin's the only state that had tenure written into state statute, and this will allow the UW Board of Regents more autonomy and flexibility. So they're saying they're turning over that control to the UW Board of Regents.
Right. And so that's really a red herring, especially given what the Joint Finance Committee has just done. Because right now, it's true that Wisconsin's the only state with tenure written in to state law. And after the Joint Finance Committee's bill is passed, assuming that it does pass, Wisconsin will be the only state with provisions for firing tenured faculty written into state law, because that's what's now been added by the Joint Finance Committee.
Yeah. Tell us what's wrong with that.
Well, I mean, your other guests have already said that. I mean, the provisions for firing now are dependent. Current provisions in state law suggest that tenured faculty can be fired either for a just cause, some kind of malfeasance, or for an extreme financial emergency. And the new joint finance regulation suggests that if the CEO chancellors, as former Chancellor Sorensen calls them, if the CEO chancellors determine that their university should focus more on building buildings and less on building minds, that they could then curtail programs that work on the latter, building the minds of our students, and fire any faculty members in that program. And this basically removes any protection from the winds of politics from the academy, which for hundreds of years now has been concerned to establish its own independence, its own pursuit of truth, as the Wisconsin idea tells us, independent of whichever party happens to be in power.
Let's go to Matt in Delavan. Hello, Matt.
Hi. Actually, my question was just addressed. I just kind of wanted to give voice to the numerous conspiracy theorists out there who how much political power does this put on, how much political pressure does this put on teaching? A professor who teaches, Keynesian style economics as opposed to supply side economics suddenly find their job in danger, by teaching what they've found to be, the most accurate version of what they study.
Professor Grusin?
Yes, I think that's definitely a possibility. I mean, there's no question. It's unlikely, frankly, that administrators would get into that level of detail, partly because they lack the expertise that faculty members have. And the reason that tenure was put into place was to both reward and preserve the expertise of people who had spent years of their life mastering their discipline. Now, that doesn't always stop, as we've seen. Many Republican politicians who have denied, for example, that climate change exists. And this attack on the university and on tenure is in lockstep with the attack on scientific expertise on environmental issues like climate change.
Mark on Facebook says, beware the law of unintended consequences. Strategic faculty retention and hires will now be much more expensive at the UW as outstanding faculty who contribute significantly to the state's economy through research and training programs will look toward other options. Here in Kentucky, strong faculty are actively recruited from other institutions to fill strategic needs and paid handsomely for coming to state institutions. What do you think?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Our other guests have said the same thing, and it may not be a coincidence that shortly after this situation developed here at University of Wisconsin that I received my own invitation to apply for a prestigious research chair at York University in Toronto. I think there are people out there who are aware that some of us may be listening.
So are you considering leaving then?
I'm not considering that opportunity per se, but I'm certainly open to listening to other opportunities.
Here's a challenge from Gary. Virtually nobody other than professors have a guaranteed job with a concept like tenure. I fail to understand why this is a perk professors should get and the rest of us surely do not have it. Why is it necessary and appropriate?
Yeah, so that's a good question. I mean, tenure, as Noel Radomski said, is not automatic in any way. In fact, my undergraduate mentor at the University of Illinois, one of the best teachers I ever had as an undergraduate, was denied tenure because he never published anything. And he knew what the rules were, that he was expected to publish or he wouldn't be tenured. And he was denied tenure and went into the real estate business. So it's not, nobody's guaranteed anything.
Yeah. And the reason why it exists so faculty are not fired for political reasons.
Yeah, exactly, for researching scientific or other kinds of problems that are unpopular with administrators or politicians.
Yeah.
And in terms of this political question, as I've written elsewhere in my blog, what's happened here is really we've seen the extension of Republican government in Wisconsin now into the university system. So where once there was a divide between the state government and the university, and the leaders of the university were standing for the best interests of the system against whatever party happened to be in Madison, and often with whatever party happened to be in Madison, at this point with Governor Walker's appointments of Republican System President Ray Cross, who immediately hired a couple of Republican operatives to work with him, and then Republican-dominated Board of Regents, and in fact, Republican-aligned chancellors. There have been six chancellor hires just in this past year. We now see that the Republican Party, the state government, is now moved into the university itself, and the university already has, the walls have been breached, so to speak.
You made news earlier this year for asking UW System President Ray Cross if he would pledge to resign if he didn't get the funding cut significantly reduced. I think maybe surprised you and a lot of people when Cross said that he would. How would you like to see Ray Cross handle this whole this tenure situation, the whole budget situation?
Well, Joy, to be honest, I think that this really is a question of honor. And, you know, pledge is a term that has a long history. And I didn't, as you say, ask Ray Cross to resign. I asked him if he would pledge to resign if he failed to do what he claimed to be doing behind closed doors, because he wasn't doing it in public, that is to say, advocate for tenure and shared governance. When he said yes, when he gave his word that, yes, he would pledge to resign, I feel that now that he's failed to protect tenure in the form that it existed, now that we've received a $250 million budget cut, that if he's a man of his word, in order to protect his honor, that he needs to resign. If he doesn't, it's hard to see how anybody could take him at his word in the future. If he were to pledge, make any pledge whatsoever, why should we believe somebody who publicly pledged to resign and now has been backpedaling from that pledge ever since?
Well, what we have just a minute to go. How concerned are you about the future of the UW system?
Oh, I'm radically and drastically concerned. I'll actually be in Madison this weekend for a meeting of the Consortium of Humanities Centers and Institutes. It's an international organization of which I'm a member of the advisory board. This is something I know that we will be discussing, and it will be of great concern. I know that the upper-level administrators who are part of this organization, deans and so forth, will have their eyes open on Madison, both as a warning to their universities, but also, as people have said, as an opportunity to recruit faculty away.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Joy.
Richard Grusin, director of the Center for 21st Century Studies at UW-Milwaukee, a professor of English. Also during our roundup, we heard from Noel Radomski, director of UW-Madison's Wisconsin Center for the Advancement of Postsecondary Education, and we heard from former chancellor at UW-Stout, Chuck Sorensen, who is the author of a Wisconsin Policy Research Institute report called Beyond the Ivory Tower, How to Get the UW System More Involved in Ground-Level Economic Development. We did invite UW System President Ray Cross and UW-Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank to join us during this hour. They were unavailable. The Board of Regents will be taking up a tenure policy discussion at its meeting today. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.